Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare simultaneously for Shabbos Parshas Bechukosai and for the Chag HaShavuos, for the Yom Tov HaShavuos, which is almost upon us, let me start with a machshava for Shavuos. In the Karam, Rav Moshe asks a kasha. He asks, why is it that Matan Torah was in Chutz Laaretz? Man Torah is Nehar Sinai, which is not part of Eretz Yisrael. We know that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Mashra Shechinasai primarily in Eretz Yisrael. As a matter of fact, once Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, no one could become a Navi unless he started in Eretz Yisrael. And he had Nevuah for 600,000 people, Yischal, Dafka in Chutz Laaretz, Harei Davaru. Why is Matan Torah in Chutz Laaretz? Not only that, but we find two other me'en of Kabbalah Satayra. We find Mishnah Taira, where Moshe Rabbeinu gets together with Klal Yisrael and reviews the Taira. And then we find Kimu V'Kiblu, the new Kabbalah Satayra. And all of this is Dafkin Chutz Laaretz, Halei Davaru. Everything with Kabbalah Satayra in Chutz Laaretz, it needs an explanation. Ramesha brings to the Mechilta. The Mechilta asks, why was it in Chutz Laaretz? Shalomite Pischem Pelu Mesa'ilam. Leima Lafikach Loi Kiblanuhu. Not to give a Pischem Pelu for the nations to say, oh, since the Matan Torah is in Eretz Yisrael, we weren't Mekabel. Ramesha says it's very difficult to say that that reason is enough of a reason. Because Shalayim Ruhagayim, therefore Klal Yisrael should have a loss, that they shouldn't be in Eretz Yisrael. It must be that there's some depth, there's some oimik to what this medrash is saying. And Rav Moshe answers with a very yesodistic idea, a very important theme. Rav Moshe says, we know, Eretz Yisrael is gevaya mikol ha'aratzais. It's kadosh mikol ha'aratzais. Eretz Yisrael is the primary spot on this world. It's the place that keneged, facing the opening, sort of the portal from Olam Hazeh to the spiritual world. Anywhere else in the world is not Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that through Koyach HaTorah, a person could make any place in the world have the Maila, the benefit of Eretz Yisrael, should have that Maila. One of the parishes of the world will say, we're not the Kabbalah HaTorah. It doesn't mean we're not Mekabel the Torah because it was given in Eretz Yisrael. It means they'll say, we can't be Mekabel the Torah. We don't live in Eretz Yisrael. Torah is for Eretz Yisrael. The answer is no. Torah is for everywhere. However, in a place that is the primary suitable place for the resting of the Shekhinah, that's Eretz Yisrael. But anywhere in Chutz Laaretz, where you sit and learn, sitting and learning is Maimon, raises that place to have the benefit of Eretz Yisrael, a place where the Shekhinah is Shruya. We know Rabbi Yechanan said, L'man yubu yimechid yimevid eichem ala oretz. Arichas yamim is Eretz Yisrael. He said, in Bavel, the places where people sit and learn, that's also Eretz Yisrael. That's also Eretz Yisrael. And with this, Rav Moshe explains the puzzling Rashi antithesis in Tainus after Zion, who refer to Har HaMoiria and Har HaSinai somehow as the same place. HaMoiria Zeh Sinai, Tosfos says. And it's funny, it's strange. HaMoiria is the Mokeh HaAkedah, and HaSinai is the place of Kabbalah HaTorah. But it has a dimension of sameness, and that is that HaSinai, when the Torah is given, has the same kayach of Hashras HaShchin, and that's the way it is for generations. Wherever we sit and learn, it raises the place to a maila of Har Sinai. With this vart, perhaps we can understand the generations, not generations, the thousands of years that Klal Yisrael has a minhag to learn all-night shavuos. The minhag goes back at least 2,000 years that Yidden learned all-night shavuos by night. It adds a dimension to Shachris. Normally, Shachris and Chutz Laaretz is Shachris and Chutz Laaretz. When you sit and learn before Shachris, you maila this place in Chutz Laaretz to have that maila of Eretz Yisrael, just like Har Sinai, Dum Yada Har Sinai. And then the Shacharis, which is in the Mokim, the place where you learned all night, that becomes raised to a Shacharis in Eretz Yisrael, or the equivalent of Eretz Yisrael, a Shacharis on Har Sinai. And this minig, which goes back a very long time, definitely many centuries, is a minig that today people are lazy to keep. We live in a weak generation. The Chafetz Chaim said, our generation is too weak to be going to Tainis Tafir's days. When I read that, I understand. I'm a Kabbal. We don't fast to do tshuva. What does it mean we're weak? We're physically much stronger than other generations. We're well fed. The answer is that emotionally we're not so strong. We're not so emotionally strong. It's hard for us to fast. It's hard for us to stay up all night. Everything is hard. Everything is difficult. Half the Chassan Kalas ask on that fast day, do I have to fast? It used to be that a Chassan Kala was eager to fast on his fast day because it's a day that has a very extra special meaning. We have to be mechazik ourselves and having the strength and the kayach to do the things that we have to do, not to be lazy. And Shavuos by night is the night of all nights of the year to give ourselves this very special chizuk. And so, a thought regarding Shavuos. Regarding the parasha, I'd like to talk about the end of the parasha. The last pasuk, Eila HaMitzvah, from which Chazal Darshan, Ein Navi Roshoi L'Chadish Dover Me'ata, that after Moshe Rabbeinu, no Navi has a right to be Mechadish, new mitzvahs. Whatever Yeshua did needs explanation, but that's the Gezeiras HaKosim. Eila HaMitzvah She'ein Navi Rishoi L'Chadish Tova Me'ata. It's fascinating. The last pasuk in Vayikra and the last pasuk in Bamidbar is the Eila HaMitzvahs. And Chazal Darshan, there seems to be a tumult in the Achrayim as to whether the Darshan in the pasuk in Vayikra or the pasuk in Bamidbar. I once asked Rav Moshe Shapiro Zitzal, the Eila HaMitzvahs is Vayikra or it's the last pasuk in Bamidbar? If I recall correctly, he said, Muzai, it must be the last pasuk in Vayikra, not the last pasuk in Bamidbar. Why Muzai? I'm not sure. Maybe because at the end of Bamidbar it would be a normal pasuk. We wouldn't darshan it at the end of the Torah. At the end of Vayikra, it's a drosha. I'm not sure why, but at any rate, Eila HaMitzvah She'ein Navi Rishayim Chadish Dov HaMiyata, that's how B'chukai Sayyid. And then we say, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazak. And again, Klal Yisrael is doing this for hundreds of years. Your father did it, your Zayda did it, and his father and Zayda before him. Say, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazak. It's become something of a nursery rhyme, Rahman al-Islam. Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazak. The children have rhymes for it. It's about, it's become meaningless. How you feeling today? Fine. Doesn't mean anything. You come to the end, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazak. Doesn't mean anything. No! There's a reason we say Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazak. Because when we finish one of the Svarim of the Torah, it's supposed to be mechazik ourselves. It's supposed to stop and pause and say, look, we're traveling from Rosh Torah to Rosh Hashanah. Chazak, Chazak, we've hit another milestone. The third milestone, the third Sefer that's finished. Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazak. So when you say it in Shul, say it with meaning, say it with feeling, say it with thought. Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazak, and have in mind. Chazak, let us be strong. We should have the kayach to stay up all night Shavuos, this day of late learning, to do what we need to do in our Avodas Hashem, not to be soft people that unfortunately we are. And you read this Hadayus, it's a fact. It just did more difficult. Not Rishis, it's a fact. But still, we can do better. So everybody, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazak. Strength, be strong and strengthen everybody around you, and we'll all become stronger in our Avodas Hashem as we march Bezus Hashem towards Kabbalah Satayu Kulonu Yachad. A good Shabbos to one and all.